Hello. Hang on a minute, I've got a burp. Let me get this out of the way and I'm going to start.
Wow.
Hello. I've got a cough, everyone. I've got a cough, so I can't be loud this week because I have smoked and drank too much in the last 7 days. I threw up from drinking on Monday night.
Right.
Like a 14-year-old boy.
Well, what did you have?
I went to a friend's birthday party. Who has a birthday on a Monday? Idiot.
I know.
And I drank beer and then whiskey.
That's a bad
idea.
But
I baked chocolate brownies. And then like a thief at the end of the party, I was like, no one had eaten. No, they weren't finished. I was
untouched.
Like, I'm taking these home.
You took them home?
Yeah. Fucking, like Indian giving.
It's not kind of...
Indian giving's racist.
I don't even know what that means.
When you give something and then take it back.
Why do they call it Indian giving?
Something to do with red Indians. I think it's a racist. Anyway. So I left the party and then took the chocolate brownies with me, pissed, ate them in bed, and then threw up.
That's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, small child. I had too much cake. I literally had too much cake.
What's wrong with you? Taking it with you? Do you turn up with a bottle of wine, with a screw top wine, and just go, hey guys, here's my...
And then take it back.
Here's a cheeky Merlot, and you only finish half of it and you take it home with you.
Yeah.
How would you do that?
No, I don't really do that.
You'd kind of go, bye guys. You do that goodbye to the room move as you slipped it into your bag.
Pretty much.
Wow, they must think a lot of you, your friends.
Anyway, welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 27th of May, 2015. This is the last ever May podcast we'll do in 2015 because it's now June.
Now it's the month of May when merry lads are playing. Fa la 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 la. With beaches merry lads upon the greeny grass. Fa la 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 la.
Summertime, Glastonbury, Wimbledon and sun. Maybe you'll meet a new girl and stick things in her bum.
Yeah, thong.
How's it going, guys? What are we doing? Are you having a good... I guess it's summer.
It is summer now.
Spring's
yeah.
over. You went out in spring and you found your new loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And you courted them. You swiped right. Yeah.
You swiped right.
Met them in the old-fashioned way and swiped right.
Yep.
I know you swipe left for like, don't you?
I have no idea. I've been with my girlfriend since.
Since before Tinder?
Since before Tinder, yeah.
Jeez, wow.
So I haven't...
Since before the iPhone.
Yeah. I once said to my girlfriend, can I just go on Tinder just to see what it's like? I mean, just as a kind of anthropological
experiment. Stupid.
And she didn't talk to me for a bit.
So, you know, spring's here. You're in love, you know. You're watching them sleep. I was thinking about that. Like, it's a romantic thing. Oh, I was watching you sleep last night. That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
What kind of freak? Have you ever watched someone sleep? I've never watched Have you ever seen a human being sleep? It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Girl or guy, everyone's spread out.
Yeah, dribble.
You know,
kind of
dribble.
Finding its
guys
right.
Snoring, farting. Oh my God, I was watching you sleep and fart and dribble. Your body on half shut down between alive and dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially what sleep is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it romantic? It's gross. You're gross. So welcome to the show, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome. What's going on? What happened in the news this week?
Oh, the Hatton Garden burglars. They were the Hatton Garden.
Oh, yeah,
Garden
so anyone
heist
who's
people.
Listening to this, who's unaware or isn't in the UK, there's like a safety deposit thing in a place in London.
Oh, my fucking God.
Let me fill you in.
let me fill you in.
I know all the facts, guys. I know all the facts. There's a thing underground in a place in a city where at the end of the day, people put their valuables and some people busted into it a la Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Minus probably a small Chinese man in a box. They broke into it and they spent 2 days breaking in and didn't get caught. And then ran away with hundreds of millions of pounds worth of jewellery.
Jewellery, yeah.
And nobody knew who it was. But then the police were like, basically, it can only be one of seven people because there's only seven people that would know how to do this in the country.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not entirely sure if that was their line of inquiry, but they caught these people and they're in the dock now. They're in court and one of them is an OAP. And interestingly, one of them...
He's an OAP.
Yeah, one of them.
That means old age pensioner.
Old age
for anyone who's not
retired.
Listening.
Like he's about 70. But one of them lives in Bethnal Green. So when we were discussing it on the show,
which is where we film the show for the
when we
record the show,
it's where we record the show. So when we were talking about it the other week, the guy was literally 100 meters away from us with his gems.
Wow. they caught all of them. Why didn't they leave the country?
Well, they haven't actually. I mean, they haven't been convicted yet. Well, I think we discussed it on the show.
We said
you don't run. Running implies guilt.
Yeah.
So you stay and you just sit tight on your gems. You hide them somewhere in your ass or somewhere.
Wow.
And then you kind of you just deny everything, and then hopefully the law doesn't catch up with you. Hopefully it cools off a bit, and then you can skip town. But it didn't. They were caught. Bang to rights. So crime doesn't pay, children.
Hang on a minute. So they've caught all of them.
Well, they've caught about seven of them, eight or nine. Between
if the
nine
police
or seven.
Arrested you, right? If the police knocked on your door and you'd done the heist, right?
Right.
And you were laying low in your house, in London, mm-hmm. right? And
growing a beard. I'll be growing a beard.
Well, you've already got a beard, so you should probably. Shave
okay, I'll be
beard.
Shaving my beard.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be, wearing trying to harvest some hair on my head.
No, you just try and look as normal as possible, so you don't look guilty.
What's that look?
You know?
What's the not guilty look?
Well, if you
look?
Change your facial features, like if I was accused of robbing a bank and I suddenly shaved my head,
I'd just be making lots of cups of tea.
Guilt.
I'd just be making tea because I think people look. I don't think people look guilty when they make tea. If you just make a cup of tea, so I'll be constantly making cups of tea, just going, whatever, clink, clink, clink.
If the police knocked on the door, firstly,
I'll be making tea.
I want to know, you've got £20 million worth of jewellery in your house.
Yeah.
I want to know where you hide it, where you know the police won't look.
Right, I'd come to the door with a cup of tea. Well, I wouldn't hide it in any, I wouldn't hide it like behind a painting or whatever. I think I'd just put it, I don't know.
Up your asshole.
I'd just put it in the loft.
Oh my god, dude, come on. You're fucking stupid. That's the first place they'd look.
Okay, do you know what I'd do? I'd go to a pet crematorium, buy a dog coffin, a little coffin for a dog. And
they'd know this.
And
they'd know this.
Why?
See,
what you why would they?
You have to
and
keep
I'd fill
it somewhere
the coffin.
Where they'd never look.
Exactly, they'd never look in a dog coffin.
No, but you're oh my god, Tim.
You fill the
jewels. You live in this world where you just think. That you can fly an aeroplane if there's a zombie apocalypse, or that you can just bike to France after you do a back. Like the reality is, they'd see on your bank records, on your statements, or whatever they on the CCTV. They know where you'd been. They know that you'd gone and bought a dog coffin, and they'd just dig it up immediately.
They don't know where it's buried.
No, you have to hide in plain sight.
No.
That's how you get away with crime.
What is more,
you hide it in your house.
I hide it. Look, I'm putting the jewels in the dog coffin.
Listen, while your wife's asleep. Cut open her stomach
you
stuff him in
there.
That's
disgusting.
That's
not feasible.
I'm saying I get away with it.
Then when I have
the
jewels...
She'd rattle when she walks.
When I have the
She's
jewels...
Pregnant.
So we have a big ceremony in the back garden. I'll hire some children extras to cry over the dog coffin. And everyone's going to see. Everyone will be like, oh my God, that's really fucked up. It's like a whole ceremony.
You never even had a dog.
I never knew he had a dog. I never knew he had a dog even. And then, and so that's just an outlandish thing. So when the police come, they say, well, we've talked to your neighbours, we understand you had a funeral for a dog. And so I'd tell them a long story about my dog, Biggles.
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 Named after the fictional Second World War spy.
Yeah. Biggles the dog and how he died. Died a hard death.
How did the dog die?
Well, Biggles
was... You're making tea the whole time.
Yeah, I'm making tea the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Tea and I keep offering it, right? Not too much because it's a bit suspicious.
Mm.
Probably offer them some biscuits as well. Mm. I say, well, Biggles, I went
and just like subtly insulting them. You look like a pink wafer kind of man.
Yeah, yeah. And then, just ply them with pink
and
wafers.
The policeman goes, well, you look like a jammy dodger.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And then the black policeman, you go, milk chocolate digestive? Just kidding. Just kidding. Seriously, dark chocolate digestive.
I won't get racial with the biscuits.
Okay.
But I say, Biggles, I took him out to the Peak District, to the country.
Oh my God, this story is so
boring.
And
we walked him in, I walked him into a field, and there was...
Shot him.
And he just fell down a ravine. And I spent days retrieving him. He was like in...
Oh my God, Tim.
Like Franco in 127 Hours.
But you're missing the point.
Do you know like that film, that Danny Boyle film, where James Franco gets trapped by a rock? That happened to Biggles. So it took a long time. And then I managed to get his body back, and I buried him, and lots of people were upset.
But the dog
please,
never
and then,
existed.
And then the story, please don't dig up the dog coffin. It will upset me, and it will upset my children.
Which you don't even have any kids.
They're at boarding school.
Oh my God, you're a fucking moron.
I think it's airtight. And then there's...
It's not.
I've kind of fuddled them and then kind of confused them. And then I just kind of skip town while they're processing all the information back at the office.
This is why people get caught, Tim. You hide them.
What would you do?
You have to hide it somewhere genius that they'd never think
in
to
your
look.
House?
Yes.
Where?
Well, they can't... They're not going to tear down the house, are they?
They're going to look.
They'll search the whole house. They'll tear up all your sofas and all that stuff and look in everything.
Yeah.
I reckon if you gave me an hour walking around my house, I could figure out somewhere to hide it where the fuzz wouldn't look.
Where?
New Scotland Yard.
Name me a place now.
Okay, all
right. You're just looking around the loft right now. And you laughed at me when I said the loft. Where? Go on. Genius. Oh, no, you could hide it inside an urn, like ashes. Like,
no, people don't look in there.
Why?
Because it's an obvious place.
It's sacred.
Anywhere that they think you're not going to look. You have to go... You have to... So there's places that people search, like the lining of a sofa, you know, biscuit tins. But then there's places where you think that they're not going to look because it's inappropriate, like the attic or in an urn, you know, behind the paintings.
Would they look? Would they look in your arsehole?
You have to have the secret option number three.
They can't look in your arsehole.
Like, so I would hide it maybe... Under like one gem under every roof tile of the house, you see. See,
yeah, that's kind of okay.
You know, see, you're surprised.
But no, but you're. How are you going to do it?
Do it at night.
Really?
Yeah.
So you get up on your roof.
I get up on my roof, slide one under.
Night vision goggles, mm-hmm. And you're sliding a gem.
Because they're going to look everywhere. They're going to look in the lining of the chimney. You know, they're going to, you know, all that shit. They'll figure it out.
You're getting caught.
Why?
Shifty.
The best thing you can do is give it to a total stranger. Explain the situation, give it to a total stranger and just try and trust them.
Or pretend to be a priest. Like, you could buy a habit. And, like, they'd come to the door and you'd be wearing, "Hello, Father." And you'd be like, "Yeah, hi, I'm a man of the cloth. Mm-hmm. I worship God. Please don't suspect me." You could go Agatha Christie on it. Like, no one suspects a priest.
Tim.
I've come up with loads of good ideas.
Everyone suspects a priest.
Okay. Anyway, they got caught.
I just don't trust priests. Don't trust them.
I'm not laughing at the way you said that. I'm laughing at the faraway look in your eye, which suggests some kind of memory. Some kind
why
of
I don't trust
secret.
About them is why, like... If I don't understand why they've got a connection with God.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't.
They don't.
Well, if you're like I believe, I don't believe they do, but you know.
Isn't it just a man?
Yeah.
He hasn't got a backstage pass. He's just guessing. Who the fuck is he to tell me that like it's a fact? You know? He doesn't know. He's got no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, should we do the letters?
Letters, do the letters.
Letters, do the letters. I'm sorry if I'm a bit low energy this week. It's just that if I speak loudly, I'll want to cough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am not looking after my body. Because cigarettes are brilliant. That's the thing no one ever tells you about smoking. All these people saying you should quit. Yes, they're right. But the reason that you don't quit is it's just because smoking's great.
Well, I've smoked and I've never been hooked on smoking.
Mm.
I don't understand.
I'm trying to quit.
I'm lucky.
I'm going to on tour in a month. I'll be gone for 2 months.
You need your stamina.
I'll be in America.
And the podcast is going on the road.
The podcast is, it's like a road show.
It's going on the road.
Yeah,
with,
the excitable boy on the road.
It's going with you on the Warped Tour.
Yeah, man.
And you're going to interview musicians and I'm going to be in
England. I don't want to give away the big thing yet. Although I don't think anyone cares.
No.
But it's we've managed to arrange something pretty cool for the when we were in America.
Mm-hmm. And when you say we, you mean you and not me.
Yeah, you won't be coming with me.
No, I'm not
but
coming.
But it's fine because you're going on holiday now and leaving me in the lurch.
That's true.
Yeah, with your fucking jewels and your fucking dog coffin. You're so stupid.
I think it's good.
I'm in a dog coffin.
You've got to go left field.
That's not left field. That's right down the middle.
Why is a dog coffin...
Left field is putting them in a living dog. That's left field.
Nah.
Yeah.
They'll just poop it out.
No, like in the lining.
Can you imagine?
Of the body.
The police are there interviewing you. I'm onto my third cup of tea.
Yeah. Anything and the dog just shits out a pearl necklace.
It's just a massive diamond.
And half the pearl necklace is hanging out, like dental floss, out of a dog's ass.
A horrible image.
Yeah. Sexy. Anyway. Let's do the last letters before Tim fucks off on his holiday.
Let's do the letters.
To California to... Sorry, my phone's going off because people want to... Who is that? Let's find out. Anything interesting? My dad. It's my dad.
Right.
Daddy. I've got his number saved as P Daddy.
That's nice.
It's like Puff Daddy.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's do the letters. Every week. So do who, name a person,
could
and,
you
and
do
I'll
it?
Do the I'll do the letter copy like that person. I'm hoping you say like Ray Winstone.
No. I want you to do the introduction for the letters section in the style of the guy we talked about last week. See her? I'd fuck her.
Okay.
That one.
All right.
Yeah.
Every week, you can write into the show, Excitable Boy Podcast. Oh, no, wait, I got my email address wrong. I don't even know what email is. What? Don't use that. Don't use the internet. Don't trust it. Don't put your bank details on it. EBP at josh-weller.com. You know, we get taxis everywhere we go now. We used to get the train, but we don't have to do that anymore. Doing quite well. Any problem you might be having, right into the show. Sexual problems, relationship problems. If you think your fucking house is haunted, which it isn't, you can write in and we will help you. Although I have been advised by our legal department to tell you that we are not trained advice givers and you should not take our advice verbatim. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or for gospel?
Yeah. I think our legal department, last thing they said to us was, we don't represent you, stop calling us.
Yes, I think the last thing our legal department said was...
you don't have one.
Yeah.
Please,
you
remove
stop
our number.
Stop saying that every week.
Yeah, it's...
Stop having a disclaimer and making it look like you're important.
Yeah.
We don't have a legal department.
No, we don't have much.
Don't even have a lawyer.
No. So, don't sue us.
Yeah. No, I think you should sue us.
Sue us, it'd be a riot.
Okay, anyway.
The first question, please.
Shoot.
Okay. Dear EBP, my girlfriend and I have been together for 3 months. Oh, wait, sorry. My girlfriend and I have been together for 3 years and living together for the last 18 months. She always used to dress smart and sexy. In fact, it was one of the things that drew me to her. Oh, wow. What a nice guy. One of the things I really liked about her was that she was sexy.
Yeah.
She was always making an effort. Even at home, she'd always look nice. It was like a husband from the 50s.
Yeah.
But lately, she's really given up on trying to impress me. She never wears makeup around me anymore. The place is a mess, capital letters. And I'm always tidying the... And I'm always tidying the house. And recently, she's gone to the pub. Oh, sorry. And recently, when we've gone to the pub, she's just worn a shirt and joggers. That's like you. You get along really well with this girl. Just tracksuit bottoms in the pub.
Yeah.
Please help. I love her, and I don't want to sound like an insensitive prick, but also don't want to be in one of those couples who've both completely given up. Okay, let me jump in here. I'm partly on this guy's side.
Right.
I'm on his side where she's going to the pub in jogging bottoms.
Yeah.
But that's as far as my support for it goes. The fact that she's not wearing makeup in the house...
Yeah, that's a bit, you know.
Like, it's pretty gross that women have, it's like, expected that they wear makeup.
No. I think making an effort is important.
Yes, it is.
I think, like, if you've been with someone for a long while, it's important to, like, create the time where you can go out together and, like, dress up. Not dress up as
and go to a sex party.
Yeah, go to a sex party.
Go Eyes Wide Shut. Dress up.
Dress up as fancy characters.
You put on a tux. She puts on a ball gown. You wear a mask. You go to a mansion and you finger strangers.
You finger strangers and Tom Cruise watches.
Yeah.
It's very important that you do all those things. No, it's important that you actually make the effort for each other and you create that time. But when you're at home, you should be able to just relax in each other's company.
Yeah, yeah. So I support this guy when he's saying, who the fuck wears tracksuit bottoms when you go out? That's insane.
Like,
that's giving up. But the fact that she's being comfortable at home, that's great. And also, you know, my girlfriend, you know, one of the most beautiful things about having a girlfriend or a partner is that you get like a secret side of them that no one else gets.
Yeah.
You get to see a part of them that no one else gets to see. And, you know, someone without their makeup on is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, unless she is...
Go on.
No, I'm going to say it.
I think that you've... She also, what you're dealing with is when you're in a relationship, you get past that honeymoon phase. You get past the honeymoon phase, so you're engaging with her on a different level, which is more intimate. And I think that what becomes tied up in the kind of "oh, make an effort for me" kind of thing is that you're actually the adventure's kind of over a bit.
Yeah.
And it's a new adventure, a different kind of adventure.
A much more boring, depressing, sad adventure.
Yes, that yeah. you're undertaking. No, I think that it's a gear change.
Yes. But
when that gear change happens, it's...
Reverse.
You're not a dick.
Neutral.
But you've got to get the balance right. You've just got to have a conversation with her about it.
But I think her leaving the place in a mess and you're always tidying up, mate, that's not cool.
But that's separate, isn't it? I mean, I think that his general point is... She's taking him for granted. He feels taken for granted because she's not making an effort.
Yeah.
Or the effort she used to make.
Maybe she just... But... maybe she fancies someone else. I mean, maybe you're gonna... Go maybe on. She's not making an effort with you.
Oh, no.
But she is still making an effort with someone else because she wants to put his stuff inside her. His yeah. junk. Who decided that was okay to call it junk?
What?
My junk.
Private parts.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of an Americanism, isn't it?
Yeah, my junk. My trash.
Just shit.
Yeah, my shit. That's what it's going to be called next. My shit.
It's a very low word.
I was at a party the other night and I was drunk. This is the night I threw up. And I just tried to get a chant going of people going, "Gluten! Gluten! Gluten!" And I still think it's really funny. Because everyone, all the girls there, "Oh no, I can't eat that, it's got gluten in it." And I just thought it was a really funny thing. Gluten, 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 let, you know.
It seemed like a really funny thing when I was three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, I was also drunk enough to actually start showing off that I knew a lot of Eminem's lyrics. I just sat down and was just singing along with it.
Bye guys, I'm off, and I'm taking the brownies with me.
Anyway, next letter. Jumping ship. "Dear EBP, I met my girlfriend while she had a boyfriend. When we were together, she told me she met her previous boyfriend while she had another boyfriend." I already have no idea what's happening here.
You don't know?
Well, I can't read out loud and think.
Oh, no, I know.
I can't absorb it.
Well, I know where... I think it's driving it to this point where, because she left her boyfriend, there's an overlap. How can I be sure there won't be an overlap with me?
Hang on a minute. "I met my girlfriend while she had a boyfriend." I get that. "When we were together..." Okay, so after they got together, "she told me she met her previous boyfriend while she had another..." Okay, so she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then met a guy and then dumped... Okay, cool, I get it. "Lately, she's been getting very close with a work colleague." "They go to the same gym. Went on a work seminar together to the... place."
Her vagina.
Yeah.
Right.
"And recently she grabbed a quick drink with him after work."
Eesh.
"Should I be worried that she's lining up this guy to replace me?"
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, totally. Definitely. Totally.
"Her relationship history would suggest so. Just so you know, we've been together a year and don't live together." Sorry. This is just at the end of the email. "Just so you know, we've been together a year and don't live together and have sex a lot."
We've got loads. We've got loads, guys. Just so you know,
"We've been together a year and don't live together and we have sex a lot." A lot's a bit vague.
This guy is trying to fuck your girlfriend.
Yes.
And
she's grabbing a quick drink with him after work.
She is flattered by it.
Yes.
And she's playing with it.
It doesn't mean this. Okay, let me tell you something.
So you got to be cool.
I had a girlfriend, an ex-girlfriend, who had a lot of daddy issues because she never had a daddy.
Right.
And she used to do the same thing. Like, she had a boyfriend and then met the next boyfriend. If you're unhappy in a relationship, that's one thing. But some people don't jump ship.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they've got another ship to jump into.
Yeah, there's people...
Do you know what I mean?
It's like swinging from branch to branch.
Yeah, very few people are willing to just walk the plank and plunge into the water and wait and sit there bobbing, waiting for the next boat to come along, you know?
Yeah.
Some people want to wait until there's another ship that looks better than the ship that you're currently in.
Yeah.
Talking about ships a bit too much. So basically, you are a ship, and And she's in the boat, and then
you're basically in a tortured. You're in a tortured
fucked.
Analogy that Josh has created.
So basically, I had a girlfriend that did that, and I would always get worried because she would have these new friendships with guys and stuff, and it didn't mean that she was lining up with that guy. It just meant that she eventually found a guy and dumped me for him.
Well, you do. I think it's different. Like, you get guys who make those kind of moves, and you just know. If being a guy, you just know what he's doing. Like, I don't need to like know much more than that email to know that that guy
is a piece of shit.
Is well,
but I do the same
well,
thing.
Well, no, he's not a piece of shit, but he is.
Maybe
you know what his intentions are.
Maybe that guy is the guy of your girl's dreams. Why do you want to deprive her of being truly happy?
Yeah, if you really love your girlfriend,
you
will let her have sex.
Let her cheat on you.
Yeah,
it's like that Sting song. If you know, if you love someone,
let her cheat on you.
Yeah.
So there you go. Good luck. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, she's definitely lining him up. I mean, I'm just putting.
No,
that
hang
out
on,
there.
Hang on.
Oh, come on.
She may not be lining
the fact
him
that
up.
They go to the gym together and they went to a work seminar together.
Just keeping
that's a coincidence.
Yeah, just keeping her options open a bit.
Yeah.
And I think that
how quickly was she texting back when she was on that work seminar?
Yeah, and how was that conversation? Like, oh, I'm just going for a quick drink with.
Yeah, just going to grab a quick drink with Barry.
Who's Barry?
He's the guy that I go to the gym with, and I bumped into him in the gym and we went to our work seminar.
Right, so you're working out next to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're getting sweaty next to each other. You work together and you're drinking together.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. He's basically you, but better.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, like, I've put your junk. It's been in my gob. Right? And his hadn't had it anywhere near my gob because I love you. But I want to. I want to stick it in my mouth.
Right, who is this?
And blow on.
See, in olden times, this would
give
be
it a blue.
This would be
blue.
This would be pistols at
work
dawn.
Work the shaft. I want to work a shaft.
Why can't you just do? Shall we say pistols at dawn?
This is the thing with the society
that
we live in.
Send
now.
Him a glove. Send him a glove and go. Shall we say
a white feather on his door?
Yeah, white feathers. We can have a duel.
Yeah.
In olden days, you'd be dueling him.
Yeah, you'd knock on his door and go pistols at dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd go, you know, no funny business.
Yeah.
What is it? 10 paces, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then she could be there
mm-hmm.
to watch,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of a good deal for her, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She ends up with a guy.
Yeah. Either way, she's getting dicked.
Either way,
she's getting.
You've got two guys
getting her blue on,
fighting over you.
Yeah.
And she's there in her.
To be honest,
in her
mate.
Bodice.
Like, and I know we're joking around, but all right, listen to me, mate. Right.
Listen, mate.
Let me tell you something, right?
Listen, mate. Listen.
Listen.
I'm
you
not
know,
go on. What?
I'm trying to make a serious point. I'm just.
I know. I'm just what. Barry, it's all right. Come on, tell
him. Listen,
tell him. Yeah,
in all seriousness.
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
Yeah, in all seriousness, yeah.
You don't want to be with a girl
nah.
that would consider...
No, nah, not at all.
...seeing someone out. You don't want to do that, so
nah.
just end it.
That's bullshit, mate.
You don't live together.
Nah, you don't.
You only been together a year.
Only a year, it's nothing.
You're young enough to be wasting your time listening to this show.
You're a fucking embryo.
Get rid of her.
Yeah, sling
her. Find someone better.
Yeah, you know.
Who will love you and only you.
He's after your girlfriend, mate. Can't slice it any other way.
Just find him on Facebook, send him a message. That's the modern day equivalent of pistols at dawn, isn't it?
How would that go?
Hey,
mate.
No, just stay the fuck away from my girlfriend. Piece of shit.
Sweet.
Yeah.
No, I tell you what, this is what some people do. You go, oh, I'd love to meet Barry. Invite him around for dinner. And you like invite him around for dinner.
The potatoes.
No, you just kind of let him know he comes into your territory. So you're letting him know, and then you're there with your girlfriend, and you just kind of front him like that. That's kind of a good move. That's kind of like a.
And then over pudding, your girlfriend suggests a threesome, and you just start crying.
Yeah, weeping into your creme brulee, just like.
Well, at least you made creme brulees. You got a talent.
And then you disappear out the door with the brownies.
Yeah,
yeah.
Creme brulee is. You know why it's so popular? It's because it's like, it's fun.
To make?
No, it's fun. Oh my God, and then you crack it.
There's
you know,
a process.
You get to crack the little shelf. Like most puddings, you can stick it in your fucking gob and swallow.
Right.
Whereas with the creme brulee, you get to crack that little thing. It's part
yeah,
of
that
the,
little noise.
It's fun. As you're an adult, you don't get to do many fun things. You don't get to play with Play-Doh and, you know, stick it in and then watch it all come out. With, you know, the potato's got a hairdo now.
You can play with Play-Doh. What's wrong with...
Not really.
Is it taboo?
It's taboo. Yeah.
It's a taboo thing. Maybe you should.
Okay,
just...
let's put it this way: if you're hanging out with a girl on a date and you got her back to your house, and she went, "What do you want to do? Do you want to watch a movie?" You're like, "Do you want to play with some Play-Doh?" Do you know what I mean? Whereas if you went, "Let's have a creme brulee," she'd probably go, "Oh my god, that sounds amazing." Oh, car alarm. Hatton Garden.
Hatton Garden. He's upped his old tricks. Muscle memory. He's like, is out on bail. He's decided to steal a car.
Maybe that. Maybe hide the jewels in the car engine.
What, put a diamond in a carburetor?
Like, up the exhaust or something.
That's a stupid idea.
Yeah, that's the car equivalent of putting the drugs up your ass.
Right.
Keith Richards did that. He hid drugs in the lining of the car doors.
Why?
Because in the 60s, everyone was trying to arrest them in America. So if they're to transport their drugs, the night before they go, they'd unscrew the lining of the car, stuff all the drugs in.
Oh, they put the drugs in the car.
Yeah, in the lining of the door.
In the lining of the door.
Yeah, because the police wouldn't think to search there.
Search the lining.
Yeah. Anyway, your girlfriend's going to cheat on you, so dump her.
Next!
Jumping ship, so this is... Okay. Dear EBP, deleting videos. I already know what this is about.
Yeah.
I need to quit smoking. Going away in a month. I can't smoke on tour. It's going to fuck my throat up. I haven't done a tour this long before.
Here we go.
It's going to fuck it up.
Honey and Lemon, that's what you want.
Honey and Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
It's the name of two sexy Swedish porn stars.
Moving on. Next question.
Dear EBP, my boyfriend recently found an... Inverted commas. My boyfriend recently found an intimate video of my ex and me on my laptop.
Oh, no.
Intimate video.
What does that mean? Does that mean kissing or fucking?
Yeah, she was getting taken.
Really?
Yeah. Not in the Liam Neeson sense.
A sex video,
you think?
You think a homemade porno?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
An intimate video. So it was her and her ex-boyfriend shopping for bath mats in John Lewis.
Yeah.
Is that intimate?
No, it's right.
No, just kidding. It was her sucking a dick. suffice to say, he freaked out and asked me to delete it. I did what he said and deleted it. However, it's still in the trash in my laptop. And I can't
quite fittingly.
Yeah. And I can't quite bring myself to delete it. What should I do? I don't have feelings for this ex, but we had great sex, and this video, brackets, and the others that he didn't find, close brackets. You saucy minx. Hang on a minute. But I don't have feelings for this ex, but we had great sex, and this video is kind of my porn. That's fair enough. I would appreciate your moral advice.
Immoral or moral?
Immoral.
Well, how long has she been...
Car alarm's fucking crazy. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry to listen to this, that you have to listen to a car getting broken into.
How long is she with this guy, then?
It doesn't say.
So she's just with a guy, he goes...
She's got a boyfriend, and then he found a video of her getting...
So, yeah. So basically, he opens
her
laptop.
He doesn't have the right to tell you to delete. No, he's probably... Obviously, snooping. He did the
snooping. Opened a file, said... It was called something innocuous, like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And it was you getting banged.
50 Shades of Graham.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Graham.
Yeah.
And you're getting banged by Graham.
Yeah.
The Wunderschlong.
Yeah.
And he looks at that and goes, I don't like that. That makes me feel inadequate.
Or he goes, why have you still got videos of your ex on here? You've obviously still got feelings for him. But I get it. You can, you know, hey, listen. There's nothing wrong with enjoying porn. And if porn is sexist and if porn is degrading women, then a video that you have chosen to make is actually... progressive to the world of getting rid of. Am I making a point here?
No. I think you should delete it. I don't think it's like, if you're going out with someone...
No way, no, because if that's what...
Hang on.
If she wants...
If my girlfriend went onto my laptop and found a video of me banging a girl...
If you found a video on your girlfriend's
laptop... No, what's the difference? You're just switching the genders.
Having sex with her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Would you ask her to delete it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'd be like...
I don't think I give a shit. That's like denial of the fact that... Like,
no.
Oh my god, I can't believe you had sex before we met.
No, it's not the denial of the fact. I know she's had sex with other men.
Listen.
But like,
listen.
She's keeping hold of something to watch it and herself to it.
Yes.
Which is just a tantamount to kind of going back or revisiting.
It doesn't mean that she wants to go out with him still. But listen, when they rub one out, when they have alone time, when they fucking choke the chicken, flog the whale, I don't know, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Depress the donkey. Whenever you do that, you think about your past sexual experiences, right? So what's wrong with engaging in that past sexual experience on a more immediate level.
Okay, so you open your girlfriend's laptop, and up pops a video of her getting not just having, she's not just having sex, she's getting ruined, right? Absolutely taken 7 ways from Sunday, taken to places that aren't human, places of ecstasy that only religions talk about, right? Yeah. She is getting banged so hard.
Yeah, it would be. You're going to be fine with that.
You'd be like, how would that conversation go? You'd be like, oh, I found that.
How does that conversation go? Because why am I snooping through her shit?
No, that's a different question. You found it, so you've just found it. Do you go, oh, great, good for you. I'm totally cool with this. That's great. Keep hold of that. Keep hold of that file. Share it for all I care. No, you're going to want to go, listen.
No, I don't think I'd care. I just don't think I'd give a shit.
Right.
I'd know if you know that she loves you and only wants to be with you.
You won't believe that after you see that video. Seriously. You won't believe it.
So it's the fact that he feels inadequate, that he doesn't want her to own that video. That's his problem.
No, it's a sign of... it's kind of disrespectful. It's like, you know, move on.
Enjoy those memories.
It's kind of my porn. It's like, come on, you can get off by other means.
What if the guy in the video was dead? What if he died since?
Well, that's just really hot.
If he died since, would you still make her delete it?
In memoriam.
Yeah, if he'd been hit. If he died serving the country. Would you still make her delete the video?
Okay, so if he died...
That guy's a hero.
Okay, so if my girlfriend's having sex with a war hero...
Yes.
Yeah, it's
still
deleted. You'd
still get her to delete it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You unpatriotic piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
If you delete the video, you're going to deprive her of that memory, and then she's going to seek it in real life.
Yeah.
I'd made a valid point.
No, I just wanted you to stop talking. There's got to be a term as we go forward in history where you get the first big generation of porn stars dying, but the porn is still out there. So you actually kind of you're actually viewing sexual material and everyone in that material's dead. It's like watching films.
Casablanca, Ingrid Bergman. Isn't she beautiful?
Everyone's dead.
She got old and died.
But what's amazing is
in the ground,
when
worm
you watch,
food.
When you watch some films, like old films, everyone's dead. Everyone is dead.
Yeah. Same in life.
I know, but do you think about that? They look so alive on screen. They've captured this moment.
Yeah, and then they're just dead. And
they're gone.
Contributing nothing.
Anyway.
Feeding the soil. Feeding the earth.
In answer to your question.
God's dog food.
Delete it.
No, I think keep it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Compromise. Say you've deleted it. Like you've done. And just hold on to it. But don't make sure, just it's your job to make sure he never finds out. Last letter, last orders, please.
Dear Excitable Boy, this is called makeup sex.
Okay.
Which I assume is when you put makeup on and have sex. Let's find out if I'm right. Dear EBP, why, after arguing, do couples enjoy makeup sex?
Right.
My boyfriend and I fight all the time, and the last thing I want to do after all that rage and anger is have sex with him. I like having sex when we're on good terms. That's sexy to me. Does this make me weird?
No.
Is that it? That's your answer?
Well, no, because...
I don't really know. I don't really understand makeup
sometimes,
sex.
Well, it depends on the two people. Like, I think two people... You do meet these couples where they're kind of communing with some kind of weird, kind of unresolved issue, and they kind of argue a lot, and the only way of resolving that is fucking, and that's that kind of their release. But you have to kind of go through this terrible experience to reach that kind of momentary passionate moment. I think most people have sex on good terms. I think destructive relationships have sex.
Yeah, I think there's two types of couples. There's couples that get along and have sex. Or there's lots of different types of couples. But then, you know those couples that you see that you go out with that always argue? That halfway through the night, like, go outside the pub to fight
and
in the street?
They fucking hate each other, really.
Yeah, yeah. They are the ones that smash the crap out of each other at the end of the night.
That's kind of cool, though.
I don't know if it's worth it to me.
But there are also couples where they have huge sexual chemistry, but no personal... Yeah, their personalities don't.
Yeah, that's great. That's the best one.
I've had that a few times.
Really? What was his name?
Colin.
I think...
He's dead now.
He died a war hero.
Still love his videos, though.
That's it for this week.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll see... Tim, I'll see you in 2 weeks when you get back from your fucking holiday.
Yeah.
Leaving me out in the trenches on my own.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. Thanks for listening, guys. That's the show for this week. We'll see you next week for more nothing.
Yep.
And
I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Take care of yourself. I hope you have a good holiday. I hope the plane doesn't crash. I hope you don't fall to the ground. Absolutely terrified. Hey, car engine stopped. Car alarm stopped.
You were saying?
Yeah, I hope the plane doesn't crash and that you plummet to your death with luggage being hurled at you, you know, 300 miles an hour, tearing your body to pieces as you fall.
If this happens, you're going to feel really
into
bad.
Into nothingness. And then at the last minute, the pilot actually successfully crash lands on the ocean. And you land, you're alive, dead bodies around you.
Why are you doing
this? And they start doing the emergency exit into the middle of the ocean. And you think, oh my God, I just survived a plane crash. But it's the middle of the storm in the ocean. And a wave hits the plane.
Right.
And then the plane sinks and you drown.
And the sharks
And as you're drowning, you think, wow, kind of wish I died when the plane plummeted out of the sky.
Right.
I'm sure that won't happen. Who are you flying with?
Norwegian Air.
Ooh, well, not a great track record.
Would you prefer to drown or have a shark eat you?
From after a plane crash?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I in business class?
Yeah, you're in business.
Okay,
class.
All right. So why has the shark been allowed in?
Yeah, you're in the plane is sinking and the sharks start to board the plane.
If I was in economy and yeah. and I landed and someone crash landed a plane and it started sinking, I just run up to first class.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
Champagne, please. Even in first class, it's just nothing's happening.
There's one shark sat there.
You run into first class and the plane's still in the air. Of course, happily flying. Yeah.
And a few, you know, like a turtle swam up and sat there and
bing, 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 the amount extra you pay for first class.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they, like, give it a little, its own supported engines just in case shit goes wrong and they just attach it?
Like jettison it, just yeah. like an escape pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. For
that, you pay, you know, 500 quid versus 6,000 pounds.
Yeah.
You're still going to die in the same way.
Yeah, it operates by a fuck you protocol, which leaves all the poor people behind.
Yeah.
It just launches itself.
Do they evacuate first class first after a crash landing?
No. I think it's every man for himself at that point.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks a lot, guys.
Remember, Tim, your life vest is located underneath your seat, and in case of emergency, you can blow on. Who has ever been saved after a plane crash from blowing on the whistle on their life vest?
No.
Like, who? What ship has gone by, and there's just been a... Like, it's fucking pointless.
Yeah.
Give them an air horn and a flare gun.
I think the whistle is.
Oh, to you make can you try the thing better. We were talking about a few weeks ago.
What?
Put the when you get on the plane, just put the life vest on.
Yeah, just put it on
and just say, "Sorry, I'm not a very good flyer." And just see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So you get on, put your luggage up there, sit down, and just rip it out from under the seat and put it on. Don't inflate it. Just put it on. Just see what happens. Or take your own life vest.
Mm-hmm.
Onto the flight. Because they must let you on a plane if you're wearing a life jacket, right?
Yeah, life preserver, yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the fashion. You could just say it's part of the fashion.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lumberjack can wear a lumberjack coat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I can wear running shoes on a plane. I'm not going running.
See? Mm-hmm.
Oi, what are you doing?
I'm not paying attention to you.
Norwegian Air, you can ask for a sleeping pill on those flights and they'll give you one. Do you know that?
No.
Go on. What are you doing?
It's the end of the show. Goodbye. There you go.
It's the end of the show. Goodbye. Goodbye. The. It's the end of the show. Goodbye. It's the end. The end.
Think of that when the plane's going down.
The end. The end. The end. And the end. The end.
It's
the end of
your life. Goodbye. Have a great holiday. I hope the plane doesn't crash.
Yeah.
Although it would be a good show the week after you died. Get a lot of listeners. Bright side.
Every cloud.
Every cloud has a silver view count.
All right.
Right. Take care of yourself, guys. Everyone be good. Join us next week for more nothing. And I'll have some very good guests in, hopefully, if I pull my ass out of my... gear stick. I don't know what's the saying.
Finger
out. If I get my shit in gear, pull my finger out of my ass. Why would that make me do things better?
Can we please end the show?
Right, okay, see you later, guys. Take care of yourselves.
Right, bye. Bye.